Archie's best pal and conscience on the drums. Also, the consumer of numerous hamburgers and chocolate malteds. And on lead guitar, America's red-headed every teen, Archie Andrews. The concert over, the band and their friends start to pack up the instruments and the expensive recording equipment that Dilton Doyle, friend of the band and tech genius, has used to memorialize this historic last concert. Meanwhile, Archie signs autographs for his adoring, mostly female fans.
Great set, Archiekins.
Had to be, Ronnie, for our final gig here at Riverdale High.
That was amazing! The absolute best! All us here, together!
Yeah, Betty, everything's perfect.
The equipment loaded, Dilton, Reggie, and Jughead return to bask in the warm glow of a job well done.
Everything's Archie, you mean? You're the center of the Riverdale universe, dude!
We can't break up the act. We all gotta hang here after graduation.
Oh, Auntie M, there's no place like home.
Mom! Dad! I'm home!
After a successful gig, an elated Archie arrives home well before his curfew. His mom and dad are up watching TV.
Hi! How'd it go? Was everyone sad?
Sad? Mary, it was their last high school rock concert, not a funeral.
It was the opposite of a funeral. It was awesome!
Fred and Mary Andrews are proud of their only son, but they are concerned about his inability to make a choice. And that's not just regarding Betty and Veronica.
And now that it's over, you can't put this off any longer.
College brochures.
Laid out on the coffee table are a pile of college brochures.
Archie, my own version of Peter Pan. Even a boy who doesn't want to grow up has to face reality.
Aw, I got plenty of time.
Oh, the older you get, the faster time passes.
Huh? What does that mean?
You'll understand when you're older.
All I understand is this pressure.
Archie slips on his blue Riverdale jacket and heads for the door.
I gotta take a walk. Back in an hour.
Zip up your jacket. It's very chilly.
Archie starts down the street where he has spent most of his life, letting his feet take him where they want, while he contemplates the future.
College. No more Archies. The gang splitting up.
He isn't sure how long he's been on this walk when Archie looks up to see a familiar street sign.
Memory Lane. I've walked down this street before. It looks like I never wanted to grow up either.
He's now in downtown Riverdale. He looks down a street with a collection of stores that once thrived in a pre-digital shopping age, now hanging on by the skin of their teeth.
I love it. Reminds me of Riverdale when I was young.
Belmont Books, Coin Stamp Shop, Mighty Comics, formerly Radio Comics, all standing shoulder to shoulder, reminders of a young boy's hobbies and dreams of adventure. Archie passes through the retail section of town and onto a portion of Memory Lane where tall trees line the way.
Hey, I've never walked up Memory Lane, only down. Think I'll explore the opposite direction this time. Sometimes, you gotta try something new. There's a yellow wood up ahead.
Just then, he comes to a fork in the road and pauses.
Memory Lane becomes two dirt roads here.
He looks to the left and then to the right.
I think I'll take the left one and save the right one for another day.
Archie leaves the path to the right unexplored. For now. Don't worry, dear listener. We'll return to that other path soon enough.
Man, I feel like I've been walking forever. Better head home.
Archie emerges from the wood to find himself back at home. His parents are sitting on the front porch. It was late, and he had been sure his parents would have already gone to bed.
Gotta face the big day tomorrow.
As he approaches the porch, he looks down and notices he's no longer wearing a blue ribbon.